Four players on the hunt for this, our elusive jackpot counter. Its captor could leave here today £10,000 richer. It's time to face the machine on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Alan, I'm a retired HR manager from Worcester.
I'm Fran, a travel consultant from Manchester.
I'm Stephen, an IT technician from Morecambe.
I'm Anne, I'm a regional sales manager from Norfolk.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. So, in round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think she's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Now, most of the counters that come out of the machine will add £50 to your score. That includes, of course, our mystery counters that comes with a special bonus prize. But, even more excitingly, we have two new additions to the machine, our double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of the round will be eliminated from the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could be game changers. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. In which 1997 film does Leonardo DiCaprio's... Fran?
Titanic?
Crikey. Characters say, I'm the king of the world. It was, Fran. That's a great guess. Good stuff. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to... Pass. Okay. I don't think she's ready.
Who are you going to pass to?
Alan.
Right then, Alan.
Thank you.
You can christen the machine for us today. Where are you going to play?
I'll try Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
Line up Drop Zone 1 for Alan, please. Yeah, is it going to go? Staying on its edge. Yeah, you got it flat, Alan. What do you reckon? Is that where you wanted it?
Well, it's as good as anywhere. And there's the two...
The double's two there, isn't it?
Oh.
But...
Not quite.
That's not going to help you, I'm afraid. No. So, good pass that, Fran. Alan's used up one of his counters but hasn't got anything out of the machine. Still a long way to go. Next question for everybody. Which Dutch artist signed his paintings Vincent? Stephen.
Vincent van Gogh.
That's right. Well done, Stephen. Would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play.
Where do you want to go?
Drop some one, please, Ben.
Light it up for Stephen, please. Now then, Stephen, Alan's set them up nicely. Can you nudge them over that top shelf?
Yeah, I'll do.
Oh, no, Stephen. Gonna go at some point, just keep an eye on it. Well done. Three across the tipping point. So that's £150. Stephen, let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark. Well done. £150 to you. Still got two counters left to play. Next question. The name of which American fashion company is often abbreviated to CK? Stephen.
Calvin Klein.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Stephen. Do you want to play or pass?
Drop some one again, please, Ben.
No messing around. Straight in. Light it up, please. That doubles right there as well, isn't it?
Go on, sit down, sit down.
Yep, got it sat down. It's not going to take much, is it, to nudge them over? Ooh, that bit far away.
A bit on the other side would have been nicer.
Yeah. Oh!
Close.
You're setting up the tipping point. But it's not going to go, I'm afraid, Stephen. So, you're down to your last counter. Next question. One of the so-called seven wonders of the world is known as the Hanging Gardens of... Alan.
Babylon.
Where? Yes, Babylon indeed, Alan. Right. Your choice. Would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please, Ben.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go Drop Zone 1, please.
Funny that. Let's load it up.
Yeah.
Now then, can you get at that double counter, Alan? Nice, quick drop. Yeah, wasn't it? Are we going to go? Oh! Alan! The double has stayed where it is. So, that's £200 across the tipping points. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Alan. That puts you in the lead with £200. You've got one counter left to play. OK, next question for everybody. In the game of snooker, which colour ball is worth 6 points? Stephen.
Pink ball.
It is the pink, Stephen. Well done. You were the fastest then. Do you want to play?
I'd like to play. Drops on one, please, Ben.
Light it up. This could be a very, very lucrative drop. You can get that double in the win zone, Stephen. Your last counter. Deep intake of breath for both Anne and Fran. Oh, it's going to go. Is this going to be it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh! Oh! Stephen, it's a great drop. 7 counters across the tipping point. £350. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You've used up all 3 of your counters though. I'm afraid for the time being you are out of the round. The good news for Alan, Fran and Anne, of course, is that double stayed where it was and is still prime to be plucked by one of you, if you can get it. Next question for the three of you. In 2014, which Robin Thicke song was revealed as the best-selling single on British iTunes, Fran?
Blurred Lines.
In the last 10 years. Yes, it is indeed Blurred Lines, Fran. So, here's your chance. Do you want to play?
I might as well try Drop Zone 1, please.
Let's do it. Light up Drop Zone 1. Good luck, Fran. Your first counter in. Let's make it a good one. Going to be far enough. What do you reckon, Stephen? Right place?
Yeah.
Oh, Fran! You guys have to work very hard for this. Fran, I'm afraid that's a counter into the machine and nothing in the bank. You've still got 2 left, though. So, Alan, Fran and Anne, all of you back in. Next question. Syrup from the sap of which tree is often served with pancakes and waffles, Fran?
Maple?
In North America, yes, indeed. Syrup from the maple tree. Fran, do you want to play or pass?
Drop zone 1, please.
Light it up, please. Will this be the drop that gets it in the win zone? Now, it's quite far over. Is that too far over? Oh. Is it going to go? Yes! Well done, Fran. Finally, you got it into the win zone. 7 counters across the tipping points. £350, but of course, the double has finally fallen, so we can double that amount of money. It means that single drop was worth a massive £700 to you, Fran. Very well done. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you out in the lead with £700. You've got one counter left to play. Next question. What primary colour is the giant rooster erected on the 4th plinth, Alan?
Red.
In Trafalgar Square, it's blue, Alan. It was erected in 2013, but it's blue, it's not red. So we take that counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Alan, I'm afraid that means you've used all 3 of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Just Fran and Anne left in now. Next question. The name of which alcoholic spirit is believed to derive from the Russian word for water? Anne.
Vodka.
You knew that one. Well done, Anne. You're absolutely right.
Oh, I don't know how I knew that.
You know your booze. Do you want to play or pass?
Play,
okay,
please.
Okay, you're going to go.
And I'll go for Drop Zone 4.
Let's have Drop Zone 4, please. Light it up. First person to go anywhere other than Drop Zone 1. Bouncy drop, you got it down.
Yes.
There we go.
Come on, push. Yes.
4 counts across the tipping point, that's £200. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Anne. You're off the mark with £200 and you've got 2 counters left to play.
Good.
OK, next question for Fran and Anne. Gary Kasparov is a former world champion in which game? Anne.
Chess.
Yes, it is chess. Yes. Well done, Anne. Another counter to put in, or would you like to force Fran to play her last one?
No, I think I'll play.
OK.
And I think I'll go for Drop Zone 4 again, please.
Light up Drop Zone 4, please. Mystery counter right there for you, Anne.
Okay.
See if you can bag that. Yeah, you got it flat. Now, what do you reckon, Anne? Is it going to come for you?
There's a bit of a gap there.
You filled the hole?
Yes.
But nothing more, I'm afraid. So you're down to your last counter. Fran, you've got one counter left, the two of you. This next question is for you. In cartoons, which letter is often written repeatedly to indicate that a character is sleeping? Anne.
Z.
Yes, that's right, Anne.
Good.
Right then, last counter in, or would you like Fran to have a go?
No, I'm going to go for drop zone four again.
Light up drop zone four, please.
In the right place.
You like where it's landed?
I hope.
If we can get it flat?
Yeah, please.
It is?
Flat?
Yep.
Yes.
If you could do with getting something out of here and put
Definitely.
A bit of distance between you and Alan.
Come on. Oh,
oh
no.
Anne.
Oh, dear.
They're staying there as well. Just keep an eye on it. They look pretty steady on that shelf, don't they, unfortunately? The overhang is impressive, but not enough. So, Anne, you stay on £200.
Okay.
You've used up all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Fran, just you left in. Because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. You need to do it in the allotted time as well, Fran, so if you're not sure, it's worth having a guess. Ready?
Yep.
Here you go, Fran. Which make of luxury sports car does James Bond drive in the film Goldfinger?
Austin Martin?
It's not an Austin Martin, I'm afraid, Fran. I can't accept that. It's an Aston Martin.
No.
You were close. An Austin Martin would have been a very different sort of car.
No.
You nearly got it, Fran, but I'm afraid I couldn't accept it. So we have to take that final counter from you. That's going into the penalty pot. So, as things stand, Fran is our leader with £700. Stephen, just behind her with £500. Anne and Alan both have £200 each. But it's not over yet. There are two counters in the penalty pot. Both up for grabs right now as I ask one more question. If you buzz in and give me the right answer to this question, you put both these counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Anne, Alan, this could be your last chance to get through to the next round. You need to try and give me the right answer to this question if you can. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Here comes your penalty pot question. What is the usual word for a pig's foot? Stephen.
Hoof.
It's not a hoof, Stephen. What was it, Anne?
Trotter.
It was a trotter. So, Stephen, I'm afraid you're frozen out. Next question. How many minutes are there in half an hour? Alan?
30.
There are 30, Alan. Oh, Anne. Is that going to be enough for Alan to sneak through to the next round? You've got two counters to put in, Alan. Where are you going to go?
I'll try drop zone four for the first one, please, Ben.
Let's load up drop zone four. See how you get on here, Alan. One counter will see you through, and Anne will be going home. What do you reckon, Anne?
Yes, I think he'll do it.
It looks like it's in a good place. If it can go flat, is it going to ride? Nope. How you feeling, Alan?
I want a mystery prize, Ben.
Is it going to come? Is it going to come? Oh, it could well do.
Oh!
Oh! Alan!
Well...
Anne's heart is in her mouth. You've got one more counter to put into the machine, Alan.
Do you want to guess? I'll try drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four. Oh, it's come out.
Good one.
Settled down.
Well,
are you going to get something over? Is that going to fill a hole?
Oh!
Oh,
oh my God.
Goodness me. So, Alan, you had two counters to put into the machine. Somehow, nothing has dropped for you.
Tell me about it.
They fell there.
Too late anyway, isn't it?
They've fallen on top, so they're not going to do anything, I don't think. You've drawn a blank with both penalty pot counters. So, as things stand, Stephen and Fran are through to the next round. Fran has £700, Stephen £500. Anne and Alan both have £200, so it goes to sudden death. Alan and Anne, back on the buzzers. I'm going to ask you one more question.
Okay.
If you buzz in and give me the right answer, you'll go through. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, your opponent will go through. Both of you ready?
OK.
Here comes your sudden death question. The skull protects which major, Anne?
The brain.
Which major internal organ of the human body is the brain? Very well done, Anne. Alan! I'm so, so sorry. That means you're going to be going home. We've come to the end of the round. Fran is our leader with £700. Stephen just behind her with £500. And sneaks through with £200. Alan, you gave it a great shot, but I'm afraid with those £200, you have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing, Alan.
OK, thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to go head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Fran, Stephen and Anne have all survived playing round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There is one left in there. The player with the lowest score at the end of this round will be leaving the game with absolutely nothing. So, Fran, you got the double out in round one, which means that you are our leader because you got yourself £700. So it's your choice. Would you like to face the machine first? Would you like to ask one of the others to go instead?
I think I'll take it on first, please.
OK. Yeah. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put into the machine.
Yep.
If you don't know, just say pass and I'll move on as quickly as possible. You ready?
Yep.
30 seconds for Fran, please. Time starts now. The name of which flower can follow the word shrinking to describe
Violet.
A very... Correct. Which iconic building in Sydney was designed by the Danish architect...
The Opera House.
Correct. The seaside town of Whitstable in Kent is most famous for producing
pass.
Which... Oysters. J.R.R. Tolkien's characters Frodo and Bilbo share what surname?
Pass.
Baggins. In electronics and computing, what does the C in the abbreviation LCD stand for?
Pass.
Crystal. In which region of Spain are the cities of Malaga and Seville situated?
Mercia.
Andalusia. Oh, I started well, Fran, but just kind of went off the boil.
Yeah.
You jumped in very early on the first question. I'll tell you what the rest was. The name of which flower can follow the word shrinking to describe a very shy or modest person? You rightly said violet. Two counters. Might be all you need.
Right.
Alan set up some nice counters
yep,
over there,
he
didn't
did.
He? Where are you going to go?
I think I'm going to go for drops on four, please.
Light it up, please. Oh, really clean drop.
I wanted it in the middle, fingers crossed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that mystery prize going to fall for you?
Yeah. Woo!
Fran, six counters across the tipping point with your first drop. Very well done. £300, and of course, you've got the mystery prize, which is a luxury hamper courtesy of Regency Hampers.
Thank you.
Very nice indeed. So, £300, your first drop. One more counter to put in. Where would you like to go?
I think I'm going to change tack and actually hope that I can get it on the right of drop zone three.
Okay.
Please.
Let's light up drop zone three. First time today. If you can go on the right, you could unlock that entire shelf. That's a good few £100 there. Oh, right there.
Go flat.
Can you get those two?
Please.
Just those. Yeah.
Oh, well
nice.
Oh.
Are they going to go?
Yeah.
Yay!
well done. Fran, that's another nine across the tipping point with that drop. Lovely stuff. £750 in total. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That means you finish up with £1,450. Well done.
Thank you.
Stephen, you're in second place, so it's your choice now. You can ask Anne to go before you if you'd like, or if you're ready for it, you can take on the machine.
I'd like to take a machine, please, Ben.
OK, 30 seconds for Stephen. Stephen, your time starts now. On a French restaurant menu, the phrase plat du jour...
Pass. Trans-
day. The title character of which children's novel by Roald Dahl has the surname Wormwood?
Pass.
Matilda. The motor racing circuit Spa is located in which European country?
Belgium.
Correct. In 2012, Katie Holmes filed for divorce from which Hollywood actor?
Pass.
Tom Cruise. Barcelona's Sagrada Familia was designed by which Catalan architect?
Pass.
Gaudi. Which Australian actor stars as Gail Hawthorne in the Hunger Games films?
Pass.
Liam Hemsworth. Oh, Stephen.
Mm.
Oh. You pass very quickly on this question. On a French restaurant menu, the phrase plat du jour translates into English as dish of the... You passed, it was day, dish of the day, plat du jour. So, look, you've got one counter. There's a lot there if you can get at them, Stephen.
Mm-hmm. I'll try drop zone two, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone two.
Stay flat, stay flat.
There you go, you got flat. Now, you're going at that double, maybe. Nothing. Could have been worth going for if you had a few more to get at it. But, Stephen, unfortunately, you only got one right answer, so you only had one counter put in. So you stay on £500. Anne, he's giving you a chance now. 30 seconds for Anne, please. Anne, your time starts now. According to the expression, you can't make a silk purse from a sow's what?
Yeah.
Correct. Which 2013 X Factor judge is the face of Herbal Essences hair products?
Cheryl...
Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh.
The Bakewell tart is named after a town in which English county?
Derbyshire.
Correct. In greyhound racing, dogs chase what mechanical animal?
A hare.
Correct. The hypothalamus is located in which organ of the human body?
The throat.
The brain. Okay. Dame Judi Dench starred in the film Notes on a Scandal alongside which fellow Oscar-winning actress?
Pass.
Cate Blanchett. Three rights.
Okay.
And you've got
good.
Three counters. Three chances to try and catch Steve, and he's £300 ahead of you, so that's
yes.
Six counters out. Where are you going to get six counters?
I'm going to go for drop zone four, please.
Let's light up drop zone four.
Looks like there's a few on the edge there.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, please.
What do you reckon, Anne? Right place?
It's a good place. Oh, it is flat, so it's good. So hopefully that one will go.
Is it going to get enough of the shot?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Now then.
That's quite
so
good.
So we're looking for six counters.
Ooh.
There you go. And you needed six. That's nine across the tipping point. So well done.
Good.
With your first drop, £450. Stephen, that does mean you're going to be going home, I'm afraid. You've got two more to put in. Yeah, Anne, where would you like to go now?
I'm going to change to drop zone two now, please.
OK, let's light up drop zone two, please. First time you've been away from drop zone four, Anne.
I know.
Being very brave.
I am. Come on, go flat.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's not.
It's riding.
Oh, dear.
Might get a bit of a shove on the one above it.
Maybe. Perhaps not.
Not too bad. It's been worse.
OK.
One more to go.
OK, I'm going to stick with drop zone two and hopefully move those off the top.
OK, line up drop zone two, please. Drop.
Good place.
Oh, no!
Not again.
Good thing you got such a big drop with your first counter.
Yes.
Anne.
Oh,
that's
you
can see the movement on that black counter, can't you? It's going to go at some point. Just keep an eye on it.
Go on. Go. Go now.
It's just rocking it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'll go.
Oh, yes. Oh,
there you go.
Okay. One more. That was
you got it with that one in the end, and it fell for you. Another £50. You add it to the 450, so you finish up with 500. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So at the end of the round, Fran has £1,450. Anne has £700. Stephen, I'm afraid with £500, that means we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
OK, thank you.
So it's Fran and Anne who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Fran and Anne. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you get your question right, you put the counter into the machine. If you get the question wrong, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner and will be playing for £10,000. So, Fran, you are our leader at the moment. You have £1,450 to Anne's £700. So it's your choice. Would you like to take control of the machine and have the first question or pass it to Anne?
I think I'll pass it to Anne, the first question, please.
All right, here you go, Anne. Thanks, Fran. You get control. First question coming to you. Anne. Which former Conservative MP made her opera debut in 2012 with a cameo in Donizetti's La Fille du Régiment? Have you got any idea? You can pass it if you're not sure.
I have a rough idea, but...
Do you think Fran knows?
I don't know if Fran knows or not. I don't know. But I think I'll take a chance and pass it to Fran.
So we're looking for a Conservative MP who made her opera debut in 2012.
The only one I think I know is Margaret Thatcher. I don't even know if she was Conservative.
OK. Anne, what would you have said?
I didn't have a clue.
Not at all.
No.
Fran's gone with Margaret Thatcher. Let's find out. Did Margaret Thatcher make her opera debut in La Fille du Régiment? No, she didn't.
Surprise.
It was Anne Widdecombe.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember Anne?
Yes.
Well, look, our Anne, not Anne Widdecombe. That was a good pass, because you get to put the counter into the machine.
OK, drop zone two, please.
OK, light up drop zone two. Let's get that double, Anne.
Yes.
Get it down.
Just need it to go flat this time.
We're looking for 15 to try and close that gap.
Oh, it is flat. It is. Yeah, good.
Come on, come on, come on. Oh, don't go now.
Oh,
you got one.
Got one.
Just surfed its way in. Better than nothing. £50 across the tipping points. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank account. So, you're up to £750. Fran, we come to you for your first question. What nationality is tennis player Kim Clijsters? You don't have to answer this, Fran. Do you think Anne will know?
I'm not sure if she will know, but I'm going to pass it anyway.
OK, Anne, how's your tennis knowledge?
Male tennis, not too bad, but... Oh, is it a male? I'm going to say Swiss.
Fran, what would you have said?
German.
Anne, we're not sure if it's a male or it's a female.
I'm not.
Doesn't really matter if you get the country right.
Yeah.
Is the answer Swiss? She's Belgian.
Oh, OK.
It is Kim. That's a good pass there, Fran. You get to put a counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I think I'll go with Drop Zone 3.
Let's light up Drop Zone 3. Only the second time we've used it today.
Need to go to the left. Wrong side.
Yep.
Oh,
got it nice and flat.
Yeah,
get something over here.
That one might go. There you go.
Oh.
Good one.
Stop aiming from the other side, but I'll do it. Take that if it drops.
That's
them.
Good.
Oh, no!
The double's going to fall as well. Just keep an eye on that double. That double's moving quite a lot. It's going to fall at some point.
Oh!
It's down now.
It is down. You've got it over. Nothing for that counter, I'm afraid, Fran. Another ambient drop at the end, but it's not going to change anything. So, Fran, you stay on £1,450. Anne, we come to you for your second question. Also the name of a Cadbury's chocolate bar. What word means to spin quickly and lightly round?
Now, I don't think I should get this wrong because I used to work for them at one point. So I'm actually going to say twirl.
You've gone with twirl. Fran, what would you have said?
Twirl.
You'd have gone with twirl as well. So we're not sure on sport, we're not sure on politics, but we both know our chocolate.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Is the answer a twirl? Yes, it is. Well done, Anne. So,
okay,
here we go. Your chance now.
I think Drop Zone 2, there's not much on the top row, so I'm going to go with Drop Zone 3.
OK. Light up Drop Zone 3, please. We need 15.
Oh, it keeps going through.
I know. Come
need
on.
It flat.
Just leave flat. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. That's good.
It might knock the other side.
Come on.
Oh,
yes.
Oh.
Go.
It's going to get that one.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Another three.
Good.
OK, we'll take those three. It's £150 across the tipping points. Let's take that £150 from the machine and put it into your bank. And you're now up to £900. We come back to you, Fran, for your second question. Kristen Stewart played the role of Bella Swan in which film series based on the books by Stephanie Meyer?
I think I'm going to try for this one, because I think I might know it. I hope. I think it's Twilight.
You've gone with Twilight. Is the answer Twilight? Yes, it is.
Well done,
Fran. So, counter to put into the machine, where are you going to go?
I think the only one that looks reasonable is Drop Zone 3 again, please.
OK, line up Drop Zone 3.
Really need this to go to the left.
Towards the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be best.
Oh. They all seem to be falling right, don't they? What you got, machine?
Right. Yes.
That's
yes.
it.
Yay. Right place.
And nice and
that's where I wanted it, so hopefully.
Good.
Yay. Pretty please.
Yay!
That is three, yes.
Well done.
You hit back with three of your own. £150 across the tipping points. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Fran. That means you now extend your lead back out to £1,600. Well done. So, Anne, we come to you for your third question.
Yes.
What name is given to the young of a wallaby? You don't have to answer. Do you think Fran knows?
Wallaby. I'm going to pass.
Right then, Fran, chance to steal here.
I don't really have any idea on this one, but I'm going to guess a pup.
A pup. And did you have any ideas?
I know a kangaroo's a joey, so I don't know if it was the same for a wallaby.
You might have gone with joey, but you're not sure. You've gone with pup.
Pup.
Let's find out. Is the young of a wallaby called a pup? It is a joey.
Oh, it is?
It is a joey, yeah. Gosh. So that was a good pass. It was a decent guess, Fran. I'm afraid it didn't pay off. Anne, get to put a counter in the machine.
Oh, gosh.
Now, we need a lot out here. Come on.
We do. I think I'm going to go with drop zone one. I'm going to give that a go.
Light up drop zone one, please.
Yeah. If it falls in the right place, we'll be OK. Oh. It bounced
there's
across.
There's a bit of a hole there as well, isn't there?
Yes.
Is that going to be flat?
No. Oh, I seem to have a lot of those today.
Oh, how frustrating. Did we get anything up and over? Oh, Anne, I'm sorry. Nothing for that one. So, Fran, we come to you for your third and final question. Which Scottish liqueur consists of a whiskey base flavoured with local honey and herbs and spices?
I don't think I know at all, and I think I'll get it wrong anyway, so I'm going to pass it to Anne.
Palmed off to Anne. Right, Anne.
Oh, gosh.
You got your booze question
earlier. Yes, I know. Well, I'm actually going to guess at Drambuie.
You've gone with Drambuie.
Yes.
Ring any bells, Fran?
It does now.
It wouldn't have been there before. Let's find out, Anne. We could do with this counter. Is the answer Drambuie? Yes, it is. Very well done, Anne. It's a great steal.
Okay.
So, where are you going to play?
I'm going to go for drop zone two, please.
Okay, let's line up drop zone two. Not quite the right spot, is it?
No, not really. Oh, it's flat, though.
It is flat.
That's good.
14 counters draws your level.
I know. Oh.
Where's it going to go?
No, it's not going to go.
Being pinned, I'm afraid, Anne.
Yeah.
Nothing this time. So we come to the end of the round, and Fran is today's winner with £1,600. Very well done to you. And I'm afraid with £900, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So very well done, Fran. You are today's winner in a couple of minutes. I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into our machine. It's a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you'll be going home with £10,000. Can Fran master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Fran is our winner today. She's currently got £1,600. Very well done.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Scared a little bit.
A little bit? Look, nothing to be scared of. She's a gorgeous machine. You just need to coax the jackpot counter out of her. So, if you were to win £10,000, what would you do with the money?
Oh, I've always wanted to go to the Seychelles, so that'd help.
Yes, it
and,
would.
I guess, and we've recently moved into a new house last year, so that'd also help.
A bit of doing
DIY.
Up with some of the new house.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed we can get you on that trip away to the Seychelles, a gorgeous holiday, and maybe decorate the house as well. It's time to find out whether Fran's going to win today's £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. Mm-hmm. If you want to go home with £10,000, Fran, all you've got to do is get it out again. Of course, there's a little bit more to it than that. I'm going to show you six question categories. Mm-hmm. For each category, you can choose to play one, two, or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be, but of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, there is still one more double in there. It doesn't have any effect on the jackpot counter, but it does still apply to anything else that falls in this game. So it's worth keeping your eye on, because if you don't manage to get the jackpot, you could still take home an awful lot of money. Of course, what we really want you to leave with is £10,000.
Yes.
First thing we need to do, release the jackpot counter into the machine. What do you reckon?
I'm going to go with drop zone one, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone one. There is a mystery prize there as well, isn't there? Quick drop.
It is faster.
Really fast. OK. Oh, that's heading towards two.
Yep. I was kind of hoping it might nudge that sometimes as well.
And we'll take those three. Three across the tipping point. That's £150 we can add in. So we're up to £1,750. Jackpot counter, nice and flat. Not quite on the edge, but we can still get at it.
Yep.
Let's have a look at your end game subjects. Mythology, television, US sports, anniversaries, food and drink, and classical music. So you can take them in any order you like. When you're ready, give me your first one for how many counters?
If I get rid of the one I think I'm going to least do well in, which is probably US sport, please.
Right, we'll have a US sport question for how many?
Three, please.
OK, we'll have a US sport question for three counters, please. In basketball, how many points are awarded if a player scores in open play from on or within the three-point field goal line? One, two, or three?
No idea whatsoever. Just because three's in the question, I'm going to go three as my answer.
It's there.
Yep.
We're going to go with three?
Yep.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take three, please. OK, this was your least favourite of the subjects.
Yeah, worst subject.
Let's see if we can get something. Is the answer three? It's two.
Oh.
3.9. From behind there, it's 3 points. Within that, it's two points.
Wow.
Not to worry. Not to worry. We've still got five more categories to go, Fran. Let's have a look.
Again, I'll probably just get rid of the one I least like, which is classical music.
Fine.
And I may as well go for three again, please.
All right, we'll have a classical music question for three counters, please. Ode to Joy is the final movement of which Beethoven symphony? Pastoral, choral, or eroica?
Oh, I have no idea on this one either. So, again, it's going to be a complete guess. I'm going to say eroica.
Eroica?
Eroica, yep.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take eroica. You need to go with one of them. Is the answer eroica?
Cool. Oh, no.
This isn't going well, Fran.
No.
Come on now. We need some inspiration here.
Yep.
We're two down, four to go.
I might as well go with something that I think I might have a better chance with.
Okay.
So I'll go with television, please.
Okay, let's light up TV for how many counters?
I may as well go three again.
Television for three counters. In Blackadder III, Hugh Laurie played which future British monarch? Charles II, William IV, or George IV?
Never watched Blackadder. I know who Hugh Laurie is, though, so that's a good start.
Blackadder III.
I think I'm going to go with William IV.
William IV?
Yep, complete guess. I'll just go in the middle.
Straight down the middle?
Yep.
We've got to go with one.
Yep.
Let's have William. We're going to light up William, please. OK, so, did Hugh Laurie play William IV in the third Blackadder?
Please.
George IV. Oh, Fran!
I know!
It's all falling apart, Fran.
It is. It is. I need to get one right.
Let's have a look at the categories.
Let's get rid of mythology.
OK, how many?
May as well go three again, because I need as many as I can get now, I think.
All right, we're going to go with mythology, and we're going to go for three again. In Greek mythology, who was the ferryman who carried the souls of the dead across the river Styx? Hermes, Charon, or Hera?
I recognise the names, but I don't really know what they all did, so this is again going to be another guess. I'm thinking Hermes is the one that I recognise the most. And
any reason why you recognise that the most?
I know they carry parcels, so maybe that's where the name comes from. So I'm going to go Hermes, I think.
OK, should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take Hermes. We really need it to be Hermes.
Really do.
Come on now. Is the answer Hermes?
Charon! God. Not going well.
Poor. We can't draw a complete blank here. Anniversaries and food and drink.
Let's go with anniversaries, and I'm going to go three again, please.
OK. Anniversaries for three again. In 2013, the Walt Disney Company celebrated which anniversary? 80th, 90th, or 100th?
I should really know this. I really should know this.
OK, so tell me then.
I'm going to say, I think, 90th. 90th anniversary.
Should we light it up?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to light it up. In 2013, did the Walt Disney Company celebrate their 90th birthday? Yes! Come on! I feel like I've just won the jackpot.
Yes!
Fran, that is epic. Okay, so three. You've got three counters. You've not experienced this in the final round yet. Put some counts in the machine.
Right, let's go.
Drop zone one.
Yes, drop zone one,
Line
please.
Line up drop zone one, please.
Right. Let's get some out of here.
Just get right behind it. Go on.
At least it could knock some more off.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We'll take that. Come on, edge towards the mystery counter, maybe.
Oh. Yeah. At least I got something out of it.
You've got three there. Three across the tipping point, which is £150.
Yep.
Let's add that in. So two more to go.
Yep.
Drop zone one.
Yes, please.
Light up drop zone one, please.
Okay, come on.
There.
Yep, that's exactly where we needed it.
Get right on it. Come on
now.
Come on. Yeah. Sharp.
Hey.
One, yes! Yay! Lovely stuff. That's another eight to cross the tipping point.
Yeah.
Another £400. So it's £2,300 and you've won a mystery prize.
Yay!
Want to find out what it is?
Yes, please.
You've won a golfing weekend courtesy of Nailcote Hall.
Something I've never done before.
There
so
you
be
go.
Interesting.
And your experience.
Yes,
does your partner
definitely.
Play golf?
No, but we can both experience
it.
That.
It's a great
yeah.
day. Well done. And we've got one more to go.
Yep.
Drop zone one.
Drop zone one, please. Yeah.
Light it up.
Just get it off the shelf.
Yeah, get right behind that black counter. Get it down, you've got a chance.
It's not too bad.
It's
in
just
at least
that.
The right area.
No.
Not
okay.
too much, though.
We're going to have a decent crack at it the next one, though.
Yep.
So, look, we're up to £2,300 and we've got some movement on the jackpot counter.
Yep.
Let's have a look at our last category. Food and drink. We've saved the best till last.
Yep, hopefully. I like food, I like drink, so let's go for three.
We'll have a food and drink question for three counters. So finish us off, please. London department store Fortnum & Mason claims to have invented which of these classic snack foods? Scotch eggs, sausage rolls, or Cornish pasties?
I'm not 100% sure, but something's screaming Scotch eggs, and I have no idea why.
Absolutely I always get nervous when I hear things screaming Scotch eggs.
It's just looking at me and it's saying, I'm right. And I'm hoping it is, so I'm gonna say Scotch eggs.
Should we go for the screaming Scotch eggs?
Yes, please.
Right up, Scotch eggs, please. Did Fortnum & Mason invent the Scotch egg? Yes! Another one, right, well done. Right, here we go. Three counters then.
Drop zone one, please.
Light up, drop zone one, please. Do it for the Scotch eggs.
Right.
Oh,
wow. It landed where I wanted it,
that
though.
That was a crazy drop. There we go. Oh, come on, Fran.
Nice.
Another four across the tipping point. £200. Let's add them in. The money goes up nicely.
Yeah.
£2,500. Two to go.
Yep. Drop zone one, please, again.
Light it up, please.
Yep. Suppose it's on the right side.
Get that
but there's
silver.
A bit of a gap.
Where's it going to slide into the gap?
Oh,
what's that?
Well.
Okay, so we've lined them up nicely.
Filled a gap, I suppose.
Let's have a decent crack behind it.
Drop zone one, it'll have to be.
Fire up, please.
Right. Come on.
Oh, he's done it again.
Crazy.
Here we go. Come on now. Get on it together. Go on. Oh! Fran! One was so desperate to get to you, it's thrown itself on the floor. But there's four more to add in. Another £200. £2,700. You're out of questions. You are out of categories, but it's not over, Fran. I'm going to offer you one last chance to leave today with £10,000.
Oh.
As things stand, you can leave with that money, the £2,700. You can walk away with it right now. Or you can trade it for three final counters to put into the machine with the hope of winning our jackpot. If you decide to take the trade, nothing else has any value. You'll leave with £10,000 or you'll leave with nothing at all. Would three counters be enough to win £10,000, Fran?
It's moved loads with the amount of counters that I've had and got it all the way to the front. But I think I'd be stupid to take the risk, so I think I'm going to take the money.
Congratulations,
Fran.
Thank
you very much.
Very well played. So, look, you're going home with £2,700. Yep. Big question is, though, Fran, would three counters have been enough to get that jackpot counter into the win zone?
Let's find out.
Drop one. No movement on the jackpot counter. Drop two. Nowhere near. This was the third and final drop.
Oh. That might really split want it them. There, but I don't know if it would tip it enough.
You're right.
Hopefully.
No!
Yay! Nice.
Oh, you came very close, Fran, but you made absolutely the right yep. decision. Very well done. You've done a cracking job. You're going home with £2,700. Yep. You've won yourself a luxury hamper and...
the golf!
A golfing weekend. Have you enjoyed yourself, Fran?
Yeah, very much. Very much so.
We've loved having you on the show. Thank you for coming and taking part.
Thank you.
So how about that? Fran leaves £2,700. She took most of our prizes with her as well. The one thing... she couldn't get her hands on, of course, was our jackpot. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.